I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The last major holdouts of former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's regime are now in custody. Gaddafi's son and heir apparent, Saif al-Islam, was arrested over the weekend. The interim Libyan government reports that Gaddafi's former spy chief, Abdullah al-Sanusi, has also been captured. Both men are wanted by the International Criminal Court in The Hague for human rights abuses. But what happens next to each of them isn't entirely clear. Reporter Marine Olivesi is covering these developments and joins us from the Libyan capital, Tripoli. So there were celebrations across Libya over the weekend when news broke that Gaddafi's son was in custody. How important was his capture for Libya's future, do you think, Marine?
The fact that Saif al-Islam was arrested marks for many Libyan people the end of the fear that somehow someone from the Gaddafi's family could try to reclaim power. Not as long as a week ago, there were skirmishes in the west of Tripoli, in Zawiya. And some people, right away, some people assumed that Saif al-Islam might be trying to regroup some of the last standing loyalists to try to reclaim power. Mm. So that might not have been true. But the fact that many people believed that Saif could be working in the dark to try to reclaim power is significant. And a lot of people were relieved when they heard Saif al-Islam had been captured.
Right, and this will undoubtedly quell those fears. 39-year-old Saif al-Islam was captured in pretty dramatic fashion near the border with Niger on Saturday. From what I've heard, the soldiers weren't sure he was indeed Saif al-Islam. He'd grown a beard and not, I guess, as familiar his face as his father's.
Yes, apparently he was arrested during the night between Friday and Saturday in the middle of the desert, and he was traveling with a very small convoy of four people, apparently fleeing south to Niger. And the fighters who encircled the convoy fired in the air to stop the two cars, asked the identity of the passengers, and Saif gave a fake name. He said he was Abdel Salam. But the fighters apparently, after a while, recognized him and captured him without a fight.
Now, Saif al-Islam is being held in a safe house in a secret location in Zintan. That's in northern Libya. How safe is he there?
Well, yes, as you say, Saif al-Islam is kept in detention in a secret location in Zintan, in Libya's western mountains. Local authorities have been trying to shield him from the crowd and from the media. They're trying to avoid at all costs a repeat of last month's scenario when Muammar Gaddafi was probably killed shortly after his capture. And the local authorities in Zintan say that they actually want to keep him in Zintan and not turn him over to the authorities in Tripoli until the new government, which is set to be announced tomorrow, is in place. And they say that's mostly for safety reasons, because then they are sure that they would hand Saif to authorities that are clearly legitimate and they can organize his safe transfer to Tripoli.
But Gaddafi's son is also wanted by the International Criminal Court in The Hague. It sounds as if the people who are holding him, essentially the National Transitional Council, wants to keep him in Libya. Who's likely to win out?
Well, the NTC had earlier promised the International Criminal Court in The Hague that Saif would be extradited, but that was before his capture Saturday morning. Since then, the interim prime minister, El-Kib, says that he hopes Saif's arrest would mark the beginning of the building of a state of freedom, justice, and transparency. Basically, they want to make Saif's trial maybe as the grand opening for a new Libya. But as symbolic as it might sound, there are a lot of uncertainty about whether Libya and Libya's justice is in state to actually carry out such a fair trial. The other possibility is to have the ICC move to Tripoli and to try both Saif al-Islam and Sanusi through the International Criminal Court, but on a trial that would be set in Tripoli and not in The Hague.
Reporter Marine Olivesi in the Libyan capital, Tripoli, speaking with us about the capture of Saif al-Islam Gaddafi over the weekend. Thanks very much, Marine.
You're welcome.